I want to get feedback, but I think as Vince emailed out to the commission that we probably need to be working off one or the other, either the revision two or the original, so that we can make progress. So I would like to open it up for discussion regarding that. Who wants to go? Mr. Wheeler, you want to go first?
Okay. I think the revision has a lot of good elements in it that we need to incorporate into the plan. I would prefer to see us continue to work with what our consultants and DLDOT have produced for us. I know it still needs to be edited, but I think it, if you think of how someone from the public or someone who has not been involved in our process will look at this, I think even though it's lengthy, and we can certainly still address that, I think the format is going to be something that people would find easier to deal with. There's you know, plenty of background there. Maybe that's an area that's got to be edited, but some of that needs to be there. So I would prefer to see us continue to work with what we have, but very definitely let's go through the revision and pull out the things that are good and make sure they find their way into the plan. I mean, that's what I would prefer to see us do.
Mr. Hudson, you have any thoughts?
Yes, I'm kind of in line with that a little bit, but I this is the fourth different version I've seen of the second version of the alternate version, the one I just got this morning, and I haven't read it, and because I got one Monday that was handed to me.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
It was handed to me Monday at a meeting, and then Monday night one came out late, and then this one this morning, and then also the goals and objectives, our goals, strategies, and objectives, separate sheets this morning. I haven't even looked at yet. I just got them as we got here, and I'm a little bit confused. Did DLDOT or Cormac Taylor have anything to do with writing this?
No.
This version?
No.
They did not?
No. The last thing you saw was, from DLDOT was the last version that was discussed at the last meeting last week, and then the commission said they were going to take a look at that one and provide comments on that one. And then the only other version that I'm aware of or the planning office has received was the one that was sent out Tuesday.
Okay, well, these versions
Monday.
Are very similar. They're just like added pages, added maps and things like that from what I'm looking at, the one I just got. But who wrote this one? That's the latest.
Mr. Ross did.
I wrote it all.
Okay. Okay, that was just curious because I'm, you know, relatively new at this. And it doesn't look like any of the other elements at all because of the goal, you know, the strategies and stuff are at the end of each element. These are mixed in. I think some really good points here. It's very well written. But I don't know if we're ready to.
I think we need to figure out something because we need to post, because we have a public meeting next week.
Well, the other thing.
And I think we need to have something for transportation to the public meeting to discuss.
No question. So. And I think we can do that. And the fact that it's only 10 o'clock, we have the whole rest of the day.
That's a good thing.
Discuss.
You know, to figure it out. And, you know, for instance, do we know that all the elements that the state requires us to address, you know, are they all being addressed? I know they are, and you know, our consultants have prepared for us and what DLDOT's done for us. And I think it would be a lot easier to add, modify, edit from there. I mean, if you want to, if you want to add something to the preamble, I mean, everybody gets that there's been a disconnect for many, many, many years here. And if we want to state that in the plan, fine. But it's not the focus. The focus is moving forward. And we've got some good strategies in there that we need to get, we need to get into the plan. But I don't think that we want to be replacing one with the other. I think we need to stay with the format and the work that's been done and just do our best to make it better.
Mrs. Hoy Stevenson.
Interesting point, Mr. Wheatley. Because as one of the things, as I was reading through it, I saw it was a different format completely, and that can confuse people if they're going through and all of a sudden disconnect of, hey, why is this one like this?
Why is this one different? Yeah.
So I agree. I think we need to definitely, I definitely want to go through this one, because it's a much more forceful document. And some of it I really like, and some of it I think we could probably change or redo. I hadn't thought about trying to figure out which one I liked better, to tell you the truth. I've been spending so much time just trying to get through them both.
I think we're going to have to pick one to edit. Yeah. What I think we can do is go through the work that Mr. Ross's group did and pick out the things that we know we want to see in the plan.
Right.
Put them in. I mean, that would to be the easiest thing to do, because that to me, that's where the meat of it is. It's in the goals and strategies. I'm not particularly wild about the acronym, but I recognize somebody spent an awful lot of time making that work. But you know, it's a transportation advisory committee.
Yeah.
That's probably what we ought to call it. But you know, whatever. And we may want to, you know, tweak some of the language about it, but it definitely needs to be in there, because
yes.
it really can be the thing that keeps
right
focus, keeps things, you know, focused.
I think it's the key. I mean, if we have people like Mr. Hughes
yeah.
on a committee,
oh, yeah.
just reminding us that, by the way, this is where, I mean, because let's face it, most people don't have time to go through the DelDOT plans and say this
that's
is
right.
how much is,
and there's nothing wrong with understanding how it works.
Right.
I mean, and the state really should not, and I don't think they do really have any problem explaining that with explaining that to us. But we haven't been asking them really. I mean,
right.
we've been having this discussion every 5 or 10 years, and then they just go back to doing it the way it's always been done. This is our opportunity to do something.
Make it, I agree. I think this is probably key to our plan.
But we have to do it with them. We
yes.
can't do it against them. We have to do it with them. And,
well, I mean, the electronic version was made available either late Thursday night or when it could actually gotten into Friday. I mean, Mr. Ross has worked pretty hard, and you know, and you know, there. If you've ever written anything, it's not uncommon that you have a few drafts that come out where a word is misspelled or something changed. But I don't think substantively, you know, from the one that Vince sent out until today, much has changed. This last document is just something that, as I did before with Jesse. You know, I'll tell you, if you've ever tried to go through something like this and number these things and get that numbering sequence, I'm telling you, it's exhausting. And so I just asked the gal that I work with just to go through and just try to bring some order to it. This is the exact same thing that you got from Vince. It's just a little bit more cleaned up, this goals, objective, strategy in a little bit different order as we're going through it. But, I mean, I would think at a minimum that we should, you know, do like we did on all the other elements. I mean, what took months to do, you know, Mr. Ross did this in a few days, so I would think that we would at a minimum want to go through this, because I don't know if everybody's had time even to go through it, and then, you know, and I guess identify the things that we don't care about it or that we like about it, and really make that decision at the end after we've gone through it. I mean, at some point we need to go through it, it seems like.
Oh, I say I have read through both of them, but I have not had the time or taken the time to compare the two of them. Because my question as I was going through is, all right, have we checked off all the boxes that the state's going to require? So I thought that as I read through this one that we had actually hit all the points that the other plan that we'd read.
I know, I think it's kind of
had,
presumptuous unless you've
but
done.
I would like to be able to do that, to
yeah,
check them out
exactly.
and say,
I mean, it's presumptuous to assume that they haven't all been collected. I mean,
I'm not assuming that they haven't. I'm simply pointing out that a tremendous amount of work's already been done, and that we can continue to build on that. And you know, and I appreciate the work that's been done. And I thought this was a discussion we had last time. That we weren't really talking about a rewrite, but I may have misunderstood that. And I was kind of surprised to see it. I mean, I got it 9:30 Monday night. Now I'm hearing that there were drafts circulating and so on as early as Thursday. If that's true, didn't we have a meeting on Wednesday? So that says to me, this document was already underway when we had our last discussion.
You were talking about Thursday. When you said Thursday, you were talking about the link to the one that.
Yeah, I think I shared the Word document,
okay,
and the intent was.
What are we on, a witch hunt here, or are we trying to actually get something done? Do you want to start? Should we just start going through it?
Before we get too.
I'm sorry you feel that way, but your feelings are your own.
Before we get too far into the weeds. The draft that we have in front of you was emailed to Vince Robertson Monday evening.
Okay.
I think it was just a little before 6 p.m. With some caveats that there was a chart missing, a figure missing, actually misplaced, and that we had not numerically identified the strategies and all that because it was just too difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know that they wouldn't change, so it didn't make sense to spend a lot of time trying to put them in a numerical order when we thought there was going to be a substantial discussion. So the reason for the supplement this morning with this one, Mr. Hudson, that you discussed, was simply to align that up with the previous draft so that we would have a list of this goals, strategies, and objectives similar to what we have, or the same as what we had in previous drafts, which we did not have time to do and get it out Monday evening. The reason that there's a little change in format in that the strategy is included within the narrative is because, as we've discussed, going over the GOS sometime after the workshop under the whole document, the easiest way for me to do that was to simply identify where they belonged within the document. And so it was just a lot easier to go over the GOS that was proposed by DLDOT and compare them to the narrative that the outline that I had on the narrative. And so once we had them in the proper place, I thought, well, it reads better, leave them in. It just reads better because you go from one goal or objective to the next, and then you see the strategies within the document. And looking back on it, I think we would have actually a better draft if we had done it that way. I'm not criticizing. It's just the way it worked out and trying to get a substantial amount of work done in a short period of time. The other thing it did, it enabled us to identify duplicate strategies, things that were overlapping or redundant or just not necessary. And the third thing that I tried to accomplish was something that was clarity. This is the big gorilla in the room, transportation. I think everybody recognizes that. And I thought it was important for us to try to get something to the public that they could read and understand clearly what it is we were trying to accomplish and why. Having said that, I take full accountability for what's in here. I had a number of, two writers, an attorney, and a different specialist help me with this, but I had total veto power and editorial power over what's in here, so it's mine. And I use that editorial and veto power liberally because it was going to be mine and it is mine today. Having said that, I don't think we need to belabor the discussion too much. I think we have five intelligent individuals that probably know what they want to do. So unless someone has some compelling lobbying they want to do, I'd like to poll the commission to see which draft we're going to work from.
Sure.
So I would just say that we would use the original draft or the revised draft to keep it simple. And we'll start with Mr. Wheatley.
Well, we'll use the original draft and incorporate the good elements of the revision.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. Mr. Hudson?
I agree.
Mrs. Hoey Stevenson?
I can go along with that.
Mr. Hopkins?
I think we should work off of the one that you worked on.
It doesn't matter at this point, but since I wrote it, I'm going to maintain my ownership and say I'd rather use the revised version, but it's 3-2, so we will work off the original version and try to incorporate. And with that, Ms. Alexis, if you don't mind, let's start from the beginning and work our way through this.
I don't have Keller's version. Were there substantial edits made this morning?
No.
You said you passed out something this morning?
So we're going off the one. There are more copies. We made 10.
Are we going off the one Marty sent out?
We're going with the Delgat version from last
week. I wasn't sure what the two of
these. We're going to be incorporating from Marty's.
It's a P, yeah.
I didn't know who they were for.
The one that Keller had this morning?
Hold on.
Which is what just got some.
What I just referenced was, yeah, he has that. He's going to give you two things.
I have Marty's copy from Monday night.
He's going to hand you Marty's and hand you this other.
There you go. There's two sets of documents.
Can we go through Marty's copy first?
Do you want to do that, and then we'll go back and see if Keller has anything?
Yeah, and figure out what we want. Because, yeah, I mean, it sounds like there's definitely lots of good ideas that we want to incorporate into it.
I mean, I liked it a lot. I just, I don't think there's really, things were moved around. Some things were condensed that should have been condensed.
Okay, let's start at the beginning of Marty's. Was there anything in the introduction that should be carried over into the introduction of DelDOT's version?
99.9%.
It's one page long.
Right, that's what I'm.
Was there any points in here, any sentences that anyone felt strongly about should be carried over?
Thank you.
That's why it's hard for me to swallow this stuff about how, you know, it's a different document. I mean, it may be structured different, but the substance is very, very close.
Well, that's what, and like I said, I have not had a chance to look at the two, or I haven't looked at the two documents next to each other as I read through. I thought there were a lot of things that were very similar, you know. I mean, I think the introduction.
Most of it was copied and pasted anyway. So, it really doesn't matter.
It's an easier read.
So back to Alexis's question: is there anything from the introduction of Mr. Ross's revised draft that we want to
incorporate into DelDOT's
into the second version of DelDOT's draft?
All right. I thought they were the same.
I'm sorry. What's the question?
We're looking at Marty's introduction. Which, let me see, I thought it was the same as pretty much the state version. Need another screen so I can have them next to each other.
Yeah, I had it on two screens last night. It was
let me
easy.
See if
now,
do we want to print
one,
out the old, the DelDOT version so you have both paper in front of you? Because I don't know how we're going to. Yeah, you can try that.
I'm going to try to get them side by side.
Janelle, that's probably a good thing to get somebody started on.
Then if we want to do that, I would suggest maybe a 10-minute recess so we can get it all taken care of.
So done. All right. Recess for 10 minutes.